Good morning. Good early morning, everyone. Let me see. Whoops. We are sharing someone's... No, maybe we're not sharing someone's screen. Maybe she... I can just see her. Let's see. Only host. Trying to get everything set up, y'all. Have me pinned. All right, let's see. Louisiana, I was about to ask where everybody was from. I want to know, like, what we got going on here today. I am Coach MJ, if you do not know me. I am the head coach here at NoBS. I'm changing my name. And we are here for co-journaling. If you are new to us and you're like, what in the fresh hell have I got myself into? If you've not finished NoBS, that is your job right now, is to make sure you have NoBS. This is what we are doing as part of our Encore Week in Thoughts 2.0. We are doing journaling. We're doing a doable hunger challenge this week. Yes, thank you, Jean. She is in the shower. See, don't you love that? It's get ready with MJ today. That's awesome. I have my coffee. I was just thinking to myself, I do not know the last time I've had to be this pretty this early. I just don't know. I usually am not like near this level of ready at this time of the day. So today we are going to talk all about doable hunger. That is what our journal prompt is going to be about. We are going to do this just like we have done the other co-journaling calls. So we are going to journal for a few minutes. I've got some journal prompts for you. I've got some journal prompts for you to work on. Then we're going to, you know, raise our hand, do all of that kind of stuff. And I think it's going to be really good. We will probably have enough time today to do the breakout rooms. If you want to do breakout rooms, we'll be able to do that. So I'm so excited. Florida, Delaware, San Diego, grow you up early today. Denmark, that's awesome. I just was curious to see like where Southern California, y'all are up early. All right, so let's get started, y'all. Let's get started. So we're just here for an hour and we are not, I'm not spending, y'all have to spend all day with me. I am going to populate into the chat these prompts, and then I will read them to you. So if you look in the chat, you should see that they're coming up. So what I did was I've given you some directional ones, like in certain situations, what may happen, and then what you might think of doable hunger just in general. So somebody says they can't hear me. I think everybody can. You might want to go out and come back in if you can't hear me. So here are the prompts that I came up with for doable hunger. That's what we're writing about today. What are my thoughts about sitting with my family and not eating because I'm not hungry? A lot of times people have a lot of thoughts about that. What do I think about leaving bites behind when I go out to eat, especially when you go out to eat? Because a lot of people are like, well, I paid for it. A lot of times that'll bring up different thoughts. What am I thinking when I say yes to an urge? So whenever you're not hungry or you have an urge to continue eating, to overeat, what am I thinking when I say yes to an urge? When I overeat, I'm trying to feel, and why? And how doable is doable hunger? And why do I think that? Okay. Those are the questions that we are going to be journaling on today. I'm going to give you about 5 minutes. So to just write about some of those. And if you have another prompt that you want to, look at for doable hunger, you go right on ahead. If there's one that you're like, oh, I already know what I want to write about doable hunger, then you go right on ahead and do that. These are just some suggestions. So yes, I will define doable hunger. So doable hunger is you eat when you're hungry, you stop when you've had enough. And it should be doable. So like, it's not like I am so hungry that, as in the South, I could eat the ass end out of a rag doll. I'm not that hungry, right? So, and it's not like, and then you stop when you're satisfied, not like Thanksgiving stuffed. Oh my gosh, what have I done? I have way overeaten. It's just that comfortable in the middle. Eat when you're hungry, stop when you've had enough. That is what doable hunger is. It's not hungry is not hangry. It is not, you know, starving. It's not Survivor Island. It's none of that stuff. It's just, I think I'm hungry. I'm going to eat now. So, because we all come to the table with a bunch of diet mentality thinking that like we have to wait. If we just wait a little bit longer, it's going to be better. Or if we just eat these couple more bites and kind of top off our tank, then maybe we won't eat again so fast. Like we all bring all that bull crap with us. So, all right, it is 8:05. Well, it's 5 after the hour, depending on where you are. It may not be 8:05. So at 10 after the hour, we'll come back and start working on our thoughts and our facts. So pick one of these and write about them. All righty. That is time. So this is what we're going to do now. We are going to, I want you to go back and look at this journal entry that you wrote, and I want you to underline all of the facts, all of the facts. So those are things, facts are things that can be proven in court. They are the truth. They do not have adjectives or any kind of descriptors in them. They are pretty neutral. They don't make you feel any kind of way. It's just like you're stating the facts of the day. I want you to underline those. And then when you have a fact, I want you to use the reactions at the bottom if you would like. If you click on reactions at the bottom, you'll see the raise hand option. You can raise your hand and then I will ask to unmute you. And then you can share with the class. You can share with the class what you have. So if y'all want to share your facts, you can do that. Nobody's wanting to share today. We are not in a sharing mood. It's early, isn't it? It's early. So we have a taker. Okay, Amy, I have asked to unmute you. Can you unmute, Amy?
There we go.
Yay. What is your fact?
My stomach growls and gurgles when I am hungry.
Okay. I mean, I could see that would be a fact. I would just put my, stomach makes noise.
Okay.
Like, is it like as easy peasy as we can make it? Okay. Stomach makes noise. Yeah. All right. That was a good one. I was thinking yesterday about what are some facts about doable hunger. And unless it's situational, it's going to be a lot of thoughts that you have about it. It's not going to be as many facts, I don't think. Judy in SoCal.
Okay. I said, I wasn't hungry, but it was on my plan. So I ate it anyway.
Okay. All right. So, but hunger is always relative. It's the thoughts that you have about hunger. So, your thought really was, I ate when I wasn't hungry.
Yeah.
So what you ate is your fact. Planned pizza, ate pizza. Easy as that. Because when you say, I ate it when I wasn't hungry, you start to have thoughts. Might be judgment. It could be disappointment. So that can't be a fact because it creates a feeling.
Okay. So I ate when I wasn't hungry. Exactly.
Right. So that's your thought about it. So it's like planned pizza, ate pizza is your fact. Yes. And then your thought is I ate it and I wasn't even hungry.
Yes.
Because when you say that, it's going to all of a sudden, like all these feelings are going to come up. So that's how we know it's not a fact. That was very good. Very, very good. All right, Kathy Stone, you are up.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I had a hard time finding a fact. All I could find was I have left food on my plate in the past.
Okay. Yeah, left food on plate. Mm-hmm. It's very good. Very good. Like, you don't think it's just a fact. I have left food on my plate. Mm-hmm. Easy as that. Good job. That's a good one. Gloria, I'm asking to unmute.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is so good for me and probably all of us because I'm learning about facts. So when you said there's probably not a lot of fact going around all this, I looked at mine and there wasn't one fact. So I wrote one. I said, I'm the only one at the table not eating.
Okay. But then here's the thing. It is a fact. I'm not going to argue that with you. It is totally a fact, but when you think that, when you say that, I'm the only one at the table not eating, doesn't that give you a feeling?
Oh, yeah, I'm bummed.
Yeah, right? So it's like, it's true, but I would never put that as a fact because it creates a feeling for me.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, yes,
true. Yeah, I do.
It's totally true, and I'm not saying that it's not a fact. But when you put, it's like for me, I talked about this on my other co-journaling call. if I put that BMI number, my BMI number in my fact line, it is a fact. It is provable in court. 100%. I have all kinds of thoughts and feelings when I put it there. So that is never going to go in my fact line. Never. I just, because as soon as I put it there, I start to feel shame. I start to feel embarrassment. I start to feel less than. Even though it is a fact, it never serves me as a fact because I immediately have feelings about it. So your fact in that, like, how can we make that fact? Like, I'm sitting at a table. Like, what was it? Tell me one more time.
I'm the only one not eating at the table because I was doing the prompt. What are my thoughts about sitting around with my family and not eating when they're eating a meal because I'm not hungry? And I thought, oh my gosh, I've never even thought of that. I could never do that.
Yes. So you're right. So your fact could be sitting with the family at mealtime, sitting with my kids or whatever it is. And then your thought could be, I'm the only one not eating.
Okay, sure.
Right? Like, because then that's where the feeling is coming up. Because somebody else's thought could be, this is so awesome that I get to sit here with my family and just enjoy them.
Okay, good.
Right? The same fact. But just watch for that. And you can totally put that in the fact line. I just want you to see that sometimes just because it's a fact, it's not really something that you want to make a fact for you because it feels icky.
Yeah, made the whole experience bad at the table.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So the less feeling that fact elicits from you, the better off you are.
Okay.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really good. I'm glad we had that. Like, it's like you can put it there if you want to, you know, but like, feels like crap. Don't put it up there. Erica.
Hey.
Hey. Right.
Mine is, I was hungry at 9 p.m. last night, but now listening to the last person, I realized that that was not my fact. My fact was I was home at 9 p.m. last night.
Yes. Yeah.
My thought was I'm hungry.
Yeah.
And if I had realized that, maybe I wouldn't have eaten.
Exactly. Totally. That's totally true. Yeah. And like, it's just like, and it is kind of your truth, right? That you're hungry at 9 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
It just feels like crap. Like, let's not even, like, let's see how else we can think about it. Because if your thought is like, I'm the last one, I'm the only one not eating, it's hard to wiggle yourself out of that thought. If you're working from a place of like, that's my truth. And then you're trying to feel better about it. It's really hard to feel better about that. I'm hungry and it's 9 o'clock. It's hard to feel better about that. Like, well, I guess I just go to bed hungry and, you know, exactly. This is so unfair or whatever it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, this is good. I like this. This is great. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, you're still here. We're not leaving, but you know what I mean. And Linda's the last one, and then we'll move on to the thoughts.
So the prompt I did is, what am I thinking when I say yes to an urge? And at first I said, well, there's no fact there, but could the fact be I am eating?
100%. 100%.
That's so neutral that I'm not assigning good or bad to the thoughts that come after that.
Yep.
Got it. Great. Thanks.
And that's the other thing too. Like, I mean, it is, and it's like, I'm going to check in to make sure that's neutral for me. So for some people, like for me, the best example for me is the BMI. If some people have no feelings, they're like, it's a fucking number. I don't care. Like, it's so neutral to them. They could totally put the BMI number in their facts. For me, it's never going to be neutral. And I would never put it there because it just is never going to be neutral for me. But for somebody else, it totally could be. It just goes back to always check in with what you think and feel when you put it there. If you're like, I'm just stating the facts, then it's no big deal, right? All right. So let us, we're going to move on to the thoughts. So now I want you to tell me your the fact that you came up with and what thought that created for you. Anybody got one? Look, I know we had a ton of thoughts in this one. So y'all can tell me your facts and then your thought. Heather. Oh, here we go. Right here. Oh, look, it jumped around. Hold on, I get you next, Heather. Oh, no, I got you now. Look, it's like it keeps moving, and I think I've clicked one, and then it looks like I've clicked the other, but go ahead.
Well, I had to unmute and open my video. So my fact was talking about eating out. I don't have to cook or clean.
Okay.
I don't have to cook it. I don't have to clean it. And my thought about that is I should enjoy it more.
And eat more. Yeah. So. That's a good one. Yeah, that's really good. That is so true. A lot of people feel that way. Yeah, you can circle your thoughts if you want. You can just go ahead and circle all your thoughts, which for me, doable hunger, I would just circle the whole page a lot of times. Joan.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can't. We're in outer space with Joan.
I don't even know how I did that. My prompt was I'm not eating because I'm with my family. I'm not hungry. And I have a whole page of thoughts about that. Some of them are, I'm worried that they're trying to guess which diet I'm on again.
Oh.
What is Joan allowed to eat this week? My head went into all these things that other people are looking at me and trying to decide, what is she doing now? What is she allowed to eat? And what is she going to eat? That's all my thoughts.
Oh my gosh. That's so good. You went straight into somebody else's head.
Yep.
Love that. All right. Cindy with a beautiful yellow room. I love a yellow room. It makes me happy.
So the fact was I am eating gray Skittles. It's my son.
Okay.
We're visiting. So my thought was I might as well finish the bag so there won't be a temptation later.
Yep. There you go. A lot of people do that. Like, if I go ahead and eat this right now, I'll never have to think about it again. So Aaron.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So I did mine on leaving bites behind when I go out to eat. And I said that my thought is it's easier because I'm with people versus at home. I'm usually eating by myself or with, you know, my family, direct family.
Yeah, I know. That is a great question for you to explore too. Like what makes, like that's your next journal prompt. Why do I think it's so different when I'm out? Why do I think it's easier when other people are with me?
Right. Yeah.
Versus when I'm by myself.
Yeah.
Like, what am I looking for in that moment when I'm by myself? Such a good thing for you to look at.
Yeah.
That would be so good. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good. Uh-huh. Julie.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mine is eating, saying yes to an urge. And it's one of them is saying I'm not willing to be even slightly uncomfortable in the short term, even if it really isn't that bad.
Yeah. I would even split those up too. Like you could do like two different think, feel, do's in there. So the first one is, tell me the whole sentence again.
I'm not willing to be even slightly uncomfortable in the short term, even if it really is.
Pause. I'm not even slightly in the short term.
Yeah.
And then I would do another one. It's really not that bad.
Right.
That could be such an equal airtime conversation for you to have. Like, I have this one thought, but really it's not that bad. Like you almost have both, you know, like you have your argument built into your thought. So you could split it up and remind yourself it's really not that bad.
Yep.
Because you already have it, right? You already have like your answer in there. So that's great.
Yep.
You can start practicing that. That's good. Yes, that was really good. Kelly.
Hi.
Hey,
my thought about eating with my, leaving bites behind when I go out to eat. We go out so rarely that I feel like, okay, this is my treat. Unless there's something on there that I don't like, I'll leave that behind.
Yeah.
It's so much easier at home because I have dogs around the table that are waiting for their bites.
Yeah. Those are a lot of thoughts. Yeah. Like, and it's so funny. You see, like, so we have, you know, Kelly, and then we have the other lady. Kelly is saying it's so much easier at home. And then the other one was like, it's so much easier when I'm out. It's just, you know, different, a different way to look at it. Same fact, different thoughts about it. Love it so much. Very good. Yeah, you need it. Yeah. These are all, like, all of these thoughts are all things that y'all can dig a little bit deeper on and look at and even ask yourself, like, why do I think that? Yeah. Dolores.
Oh. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have, this is last night. I ate more after dinner guests left.
Mm-hmm.
I did okay while they were here. And my thoughts, I can't control picking or enjoying a little more food when there are so many good foods around after people leave.
Oh,
I enjoy more. I like to eat in private.
Okay.
A lot of thoughts. I could write a lot more. But
Yeah. Very good. Those are all good thoughts. Well, not great thoughts, but you're going to work on those thoughts. So I want you to, now whenever I pull you up, just tell me your feeling as well, how that feels, okay? So is it crescent or crescent? Tell me.
It's actually Kaylee.
Oh, well.
It comes up as crescent.
Neither one. There you go. Sorry about that.
So I did, what do you think about when you're sitting with your family and not eating? And my family gets together a lot, so there's multiple people.
Yeah.
And my fact is I will receive a comment about me not eating because I know that will happen. My thoughts are that they're judging me for not eating, even though I know that they're not.
Okay.
My brain goes to they're judging me, thinking either I'm on a diet or that I'm restricting or that I don't like the food and just being picky. And then that in turn makes me feel pressured to eat, even though, again, they're not saying that.
Yeah. And so here you go. I would not even that so when you talk about that fact that they're going to say something to me, that's like preemptive eating. I'm afraid I'm going to get hungry or like, and you eat ahead of time, right? So that's you freaking out before you even get there and they haven't even said anything. So how does it, that what you put in the fact line, they're going to say something to me, that creates a thought and a feeling immediately. That is not neutral for you at all, I'm assuming.
No, it's not.
No. So I would not even put that in there. I would not even worry about it. I would, you could put things like the last time they said this thing, the actual words that they said, put down exactly what was said and then what you thought about it then. And then that's where you do your thought switching or you turn the volume up, whatever. You start working on what I'm going to think the next time they say this thing or something similar to it, right? Like, but you want to put exactly what they said so that it kind of turns the temperature down on it. And then it gives you the option of thinking about it in different ways. Because when you're like, they're going to say something to me, all of a sudden your head starts to spin. And here they might say this, they might say this, they might say this, they might say this. Then you get yourself all worked up. But if you go back to what they said at one point, then you can really come up with a plan. You can focus on that one statement of something that you know they've said.
Okay.
Yeah. I love doing this, y'all. Y'all know this is like my favorite thing. All right. Kirsten.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you need to see me? No.
I do not need to see you. I mean, I would love to see you, but it's up to you.
Okay. Okay. So the fact would be I eat when I feel an urge. The thought is, you see, you can't even resist a thought or an urge. And then the feeling would be I'm a loser.
Okay. All right. Here we go. So your fact feels like crap.
Yes.
So it's just whatever you ate is your fact. Okay. Your fact is whatever you ate. So your fact is pizza. I ate pizza last night. Can y'all tell I keep saying pizza? I had pizza. I keep saying pizza. So pizza is your fact. That's okay. That's whatever it is. And then your thought is I eat whenever I have an urge.
I eat whenever I eat an urge. Yeah. True.
Right? Right. That's your thought about it. And then that feels what?
Horrible. It feels like I'm, like I'm a loser.
Yes. So feeling is one word. So another thought that you have when you eat pizza is I'm a loser. And that feels what?
Defeated. Is that an English word?
Defeated. Yes. 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 So whenever you notice that your feeling is more than one word, that's actually a thought.
Okay.
And you want to put that back up in that thought line, in the T, so that you can figure out what you feel. And this is so good, Kirsten. I'm so glad you came on here because the same fact, you can have a ton of thoughts about it, right? Mm-hmm. Like
for sure. Yeah.
Yes. So you need to start. And it's like that Jenga board that Corinne talks about. And she pulls out that Jenga board. So it's like you just pull one thought out, work on it at a time. One thought out, work on it. One thought out, work out. Like that's exactly how it works. So you can have a ton of different thoughts about it and all kinds of different feelings. And you just work on one at a time, just pulling them out, working on them.
Right.
Very good. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Now we're going to start working a little bit on the other side. Okay. So now you're going to come up. You're going to tell me what your thought was and what you are willing to think instead, what you're willing to practice thinking instead. Let's do that. Gretchen says, when I overeat, I feel disconnected. So you put the food, whatever you ate as your fact, whatever you ate. And the feeling is disconnected. So you can go, I'd put like, you know, pizza, of course, pizza, and then disconnected. And when I feel disconnected, what am I thinking that's creating that feeling of disconnected? That's how I would work on that. All right, Gloria, what you got?
Okay, so I'm just sitting at the table with my family, not eating, with all those thoughts. And I thought, okay, so what I could say is I am learning to enjoy moments without putting food in my mouth.
Very good. Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Whoops. Oh, I'm sorry. I muted you and you said something else. I'm so sorry. I did not mean to do that. Go ahead. You wanna finish? I'm so sorry.
I know, that's all right. I'm sorry. I was saying that doesn't feel real at the moment, but that's a good thought switch.
So does it feel like, but does it feel doable?
Yeah.
Like maybe it could be true.
Zone. Yes. Yes.
Maybe it could be true. Yeah.
Yes.
And like you just want to maybe think you could buy into that.
Yes.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. All right. All right. Joan. You're going to have to unmute yourself. Hold on, Joan, you're not. Oh, it says you unmuted, but I still can't hear you. Mm-mm. Keep your hand up and work on that for a minute. Try to connect back to your audio and then I'll leave you up there. Just kind of, you know, give me a hand whenever you have it on. Sarah.
Okay, my fact is I am not currently eating. My thought is I don't need food to enjoy this moment, and I'm feeling empowered.
Very good. So what was your original thought that you had?
The original thought was I don't need food to enjoy this moment.
But what was your old shitty?
I'm jealous that he can eat that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Joan, did you get it worked out? Let me see if Joan. No, still can't hear you. I'm sorry. Cindy, we'll go back to you.
Okay, so back with the Skittles. So I tasted, actually I came up with three better thoughts. I tasted, that's all I need, let the others enjoy, and that gives me a feeling of pride.
Okay, very good. I like that one. I like that. Julie.
Mine was about resisting an urge, and I can change it up to I am taking care of myself and having my own back so that TMJ is happy, and TMJ is tomorrow morning, Julie.
Oh, I love that. I love that. TMJ, you need a bracelet.
Yeah.
You need to go on Etsy and get a TMJ bracelet.
Yeah.
Very good. Let's see. Somebody posted in the chat, your fact was doable hunger requires hearing body signals. So I think that's a thought. I think doable hunger is just like doable hunger is a concept that we have. And I totally think that that could be your fact. And I think that's what I would, I think that's where I would, I think that's where I would go with that. Kirsten.
Yeah, I'm still working. And I guess, so the thought was I'm a loser.
And okay.
I was going to say, I am work. I can't come up with a better thought. So I'm looking for inspiration over there.
Okay.
Because it's probably going to be something that I don't believe, but it's like the other lady said, it has to be something that you're working on, right? Like I
exactly. So this is good. So Kirsten, like let's post in the chat what is another one besides I'm a loser? What are some other things? What are some level up thoughts that Kirsten could maybe hang on to a little bit? Can you?
Okay, so the level, call it a level up thought.
Like a little level up. Yeah. I am figuring it out.
Oh,
that's a good one. Yeah, I'm just figuring it out. Or even a lot of times it's like,
thank you. Totally,
huh?
No, I'm reading the chats and I'm thanking everybody.
Yes, this is just data. I keep thinking I'm a loser, but I'm not. That's a great level up thought. I keep thinking this, but this is also what I could think. And at the very beginning of your planner, if y'all don't ever use this, especially when you're learning how to level up your thoughts, we have in the very front of the planner, new thoughts to think. All these little blocks right here. If you don't have a printer, you can go on the website and you can go on the website and just look at it and write some of them down for reference. And it is like, I'm open to changing my belief about me being a loser. I'm just choosing to think I'm a loser. Like it's not a fact. I'm just choosing to think this right now. Like that's so good to just know that like it's not necessarily true. It's just something that I'm thinking.
And that's the first part, right? Because
I'm thinking the thought that I'm a loser, but I could be thinking that I'm figuring this out. Okay. It's like including that old thought and then, you know, kind of leveling up into the new thought. And you have got a ton of great thoughts to think over here in the chat.
Thank you, everybody.
So and good. Yes. And y'all, if you're in, I understand if you're not in Facebook, you know, totally get that. If you are, that's exactly what being in Facebook might look like for you. Like, hey, here's my thought. What are some other thoughts I could think? Corinne calls it crowdsourcing. You can also just hop on a call and use that. If you're not on Facebook, just come to a live call. Be like, hey, I'm not on Facebook, but I just want to get everybody's idea about this. And hop on, post it in the chat, and you will get all of that feedback just like Kirsten just did, which is so amazing. Nicole. Let's see what you got going on.
Let's see.
You're good.
Oh, okay.
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I gained 2 pounds after finally losing 10 pounds.
Okay.
But I'm still at a deficit and I just need to level up.
Yeah. How does that feel though?
Gaining the 2 pounds?
No, I just need to level up.
I'm good with it.
You're good with it? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. But I was getting on the scale every day as I was losing the 10 pounds, but now I'm not. I got on Friday, and I probably will get on Wednesday just to see if I need to level up even more or just get with the course.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very good. Very good. I love that.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to try Joan one more time. Let's see if Joan, we can hear Joan. I want to hear Joan.
Am I working?
Yes.
Yay. I figured it out. I am not tech savvy. I've been working on this. So I'm not sure where you are right now, but I'm going to go back to what I wanted to say before.
Go ahead.
When I'm out to eat with my dad, is 94, lives with me. We go out to eat and he likes to go out to eat. I'm often not hungry and I feel awkward if I'm not eating. I think he feels awkward. And I know that's a thought I'm putting on him, but I just, knowing my dad, he would say, you know, why aren't you eating? We didn't have to go out to eat. And my thought about that, like I said, is the awkward. I think my do I'm working on here is that I say to him, I'm working on not eating when I'm not hungry, but I still want to spend time with you. So I'm going to be here and see, do I have that think, feel, do cycle right?
So you have what was your feeling?
I just feel awkward. Yeah.
So then you want to say, so what was your thought?
My thought was, I want to go out with him and spend time with him, but I don't want to eat because I don't want, well, I guess that's all to say. I've got the thought, feel, do.
That's a lot of different things going on. So, so you're out to dinner with dad and not eating,
right?
That's your fact.
Right.
Out with dad, not eating.
Right.
You feel awkward. What are you thinking? One sentence. What are you thinking that creates that feeling of awkward?
I'm sitting out here and not eating. I could spend time with him at home.
I could be spending time with him at home. Another one of the thoughts that you're having that's creating awkward is, I bet this makes him feel uncomfortable.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's another one that, like, you know, you sort of said that like a little bit more words, but basically that's what it is. Like,
right.
Yeah. I bet this is strange for him, or he might think this is weird or whatever it is.
Because I think I would feel that way. So I'm projecting my feelings onto him. Yeah. If I was out to eat with someone and they weren't eating, that would make me, I would feel awkward. So
do you really think you would though?
Yeah, I do. Because I think it would go back to that all, why, no wonder I'm heavy, here I sit eating and they're not
all
eating.
All the judgment. Yeah. Okay. That's a lot to dig into, but yeah. So I want you to, we've done this a couple of times on this call. You've got a lot of thoughts. You know you feel awkward though. You know that feeling of awkward.
Right.
So to really dial into what the thought is, you can start with that feelings line.
Okay.
Be like, okay, I'm feeling awkward. What am I thinking right now that's creating that feeling of awkward to really dial in? Like, and you may come up with a couple of sentences that you can put in different think, feel, do's.
Okay.
But you want to make sure that, like, it's like, I'm fit. What is it? Because a lot of times our thoughts, we have so many thoughts that run through our head. Right. It's really hard sometimes to grab one. Exactly. So starting with that feeling line is so much easier sometimes because a lot of times I tell my private clients all the time, let that feeling be the trigger.
You
might not be catching exactly the thought, but you start to feel awkward or you start to feel like whatever it is.
Exactly.
And you're like, okay, what am I thinking? What am I thinking? Let that be your trigger.
And I'm thinking that that's the feeling, but that's actually the thought.
No, the feeling is awkward.
Okay.
It's still the feeling, but you had this whole story and then you're like, and I feel awkward.
Okay.
So, but remember, a feeling comes from a one sentence thought, not from your whole story.
Okay.
So it's like when you had so many thoughts spinning, you knew that feeling was awkward. So you were like, I'm solid on the feeling. I got the feeling awkward. I feel awkward. I know that.
Right.
So then it's like, okay, what thought is giving me this feeling of awkward?
Got it.
Because you have so many thoughts. So you want to, when you find that feeling of awkward, you want to go back because you have some thoughts that may not even be the awkward. When you were telling your story, it's like, you know, he's probably wondering why I'm not eating. Like, that's your thought. That might feel judged.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Or, you know, whatever it is. So you want to go back and be like, okay, this is what I'm feeling. What exact sentence is giving me this feeling?
All right. I have some digging to do.
Yeah, I know. But isn't it cool that like you can kind of just sit and like play around with it and figure out that it's what I think that's what I love the most about No BS. It was never the situation.
Yes.
I didn't have to change anything about what was going on in my life. I didn't have to like quit doing whatever it was I was doing. I just had to work on the sentences that were running through my head.
Right.
I could still sit there and like, I didn't have to stop going out to dinner.
Right.
To change the feeling of awkward. I could still go out to dinner and all I had to work on were the sentences in my brain, which was like, what a gift. I didn't have to change anything.
Yeah. Right. I can still do it. I just got to deal with the thoughts around it.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much.
All right. All right. All right, we're going to do one more and then we're going to do breakout rooms. So, Cherie.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. So, I was looking at the overeat. I'm trying to feel relief. So, my fact was it's 5 o'clock and my work day is over. Okay. I was currently thinking I'm tired, but there's more to do. So that just led to feeling anxious and then overeating for that. I could think I'm tired because I got a lot of shit done and that's enough.
So good.
You know,
yeah.
Like, okay, you know what? That's enough at the end. I remind myself that's enough. And then I'm like, that thought would feel relief from that or accomplished. And then that would allow me to maybe celebrate and breathe a little bit.
Yes. Yes. Like giving yourself credit for what you actually did. So awesome. I love that so much. All right. So we are going to go into breakout rooms. I want you to talk, but you do not have to be seen. If you want to turn your camera off, you're totally fine to turn your camera off. Like you don't, whatever. That's totally fine. If you're like, nope, I do not want to participate in the breakout room. Now is your time to leave. And we are going to break out for 15 minutes, which is going to take us a little past the hour. And then all I will do is bring you back here to dismiss. So if you are not going to do the breakout room, you can go ahead and leave now and you won't miss anything because we're not coming back and having a kumbaya. We are going to come back. I'm going to dismiss everybody. And, look at all y'all hopping off. We might just be our own dang breakout room. Shoot fire. So what I want y'all to talk about in the breakout room is what you thought and what you could think instead. Okay. Just your thoughts about it, what you could think instead. So I think I'm just going to do like 10 breakout rooms. I might do less than that. We'll see. All right. Let's see. All righty. Let's see. I'll see y'all in a few minutes. Linda, if you're wanting to go in a breakout room, can you leave and come back for whatever reason? It's saying that it's not letting me assign you to a room. So if you are wanting to go in a room, just leave and come back. Suzanne, you keep coming back in here. Are you? Oh, she left. Oh, no, you're still here. Did you type in the chat? Are you wanting just to sit here? I'm just making sure. Let me know if you want to go in a room, Suzanne. Diane and Amber, do y'all want to go back in another room? Because we have about 7 minutes left in the breakout rooms. If you don't want to go in a breakout room, just let me know. And we're going to be done in about 7 or 8 minutes. So you might not, you know, unless you just want to sit here with us, that's totally fine. But just let me know. If y'all want to go to a room, just type it in the chat for me. Since there's only about 4 minutes left in the breakout rooms, y'all, I'm not going to put y'all in a room. But if you want to hang out here, you're welcome to. But when everybody comes back, I'm just going to dismiss them. So we're not going to coach anymore. Just letting y'all know if y'all have something else to do, or but you're more than welcome to stay here. All right. I have closed the rooms and they should be back here within 60 seconds. 60 seconds. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Here they all come back. We got about 20 seconds left. All right. Look, it all comes flooding back. I love it so much. All right. I hope y'all got a lot out of that breakout room and y'all had some good discussions and some good talks and met some people. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the rest of this week. As you know, it is the Hunger Week. So today is this or that. So you just did the co-journaling bonus. So today it's all about lunch, I think. Well, I mean, I think you do it anytime. So at lunch, plan to eat just half of your usual portion. That will be me today. Pack up the rest and don't eat again for at least 2 hours. At the end of the 2 hours, write down where your hunger is using the doable hunger cheat sheet. Or slow down, set a timer for 20 minutes at lunch, space out your bites so it takes you the full 20 minutes to eat your meal. Notice each bite. Put your fork down between bites. Use your non-dominant hand. Chew slowly, whatever it takes to make the meal last the full 20 minutes. If you reach satisfied beforehand, then stop. And then today, your journal prompt is, this is a good one for the end of the day. How did changing up my usual way of eating feel? What thoughts am I noticing? And then this week, so we still have a bunch of stuff going on. Today at 10 o'clock, 9 central, I will be on Clubhouse with Corinne. Miss Kathy Hartman is off. Tomorrow is the Thoughts 2.0, our encore bonus week. And then tomorrow night at 8 central is we're going to do another co-journaling, Finding Enough. And then on Saturday is the final co-journaling about the Discovery Worksheet, deep dive into the Discovery Worksheet. Bum, bum, bum. All right. I hope everybody enjoyed that and had a great time. So what is the sign in for the Clubhouse? So the Clubhouse is an app that you get on your phone. You can Google it. I think everybody can get in now. I'm not really sure. It's just a free app that you get on your phone. Corinne goes on. You can raise your hand and we can call you up on the stage and we can just talk to you. So if you Google Clubhouse, you will see in the app. I'll show you what the app looks like. I'll tell you what it looks like. Right now it is, I don't know if you can see that. Oh, it's just a gray, it just says Clubhouse. It's a lady in a beautiful shawl on her head. So that is what you're looking for. She is pretty. No, that's her hair. Look, y'all know my eyes. I can't see. God bless us all. I think that's her hair. I said it was a shawl. I'm so sorry. I can't see, y'all. I can't see. It's a struggle. All right. All right. Clubhouse. And then you'll just look up Corinne Crabtree, losing 100 pounds, and follow her. And you'll know whenever we go live. So y'all have a great day. Get it. Do the doable hunger challenge. And I will see y'all later. Bye, y'all.